Chapter 3. Voices Behind Masks. There was a grand dinner in the hall of Leonardo's house before the party. Everybody ate and drank well, and there was music and laughter.
Is Don John here?
Leonardo asked Antonio.
I haven't seen him.
What an angry man he is,
Beatrice commented.
He just sits there. He never says anything at all. Still,
she went on,
he's not like Benedick. That one talks far too much. Really, Uncle,
she joked,
a perfect man would be half like Benedick and half like Don John.
I hope you find a man like that one day,
Leonardo told her kindly.
I'd like to see you married, Beatrice.
I'll never marry, Uncle,
Beatrice replied.
I don't like beards.
Her uncle laughed.
What's wrong with a man with a beard?
He asked.
A man with a beard is too old for me,
Beatrice said.
What if the man you marry doesn't have a beard, Beatrice?
He asked.
Impossible,
Beatrice replied sharply.
A man without a beard is too young for me.
Antonio turned to Hero. He was thinking about the offer of marriage that he was sure Don Pedro would make her at the party.
You'll do as your father wants, I hope?
He asked her gently.
Of course she will,
Beatrice interrupted.
Hero will do her duty. She'll always say, as you wish, father. It's her nature.
She paused for a moment.
But if the man is ugly, Hero, you should refuse him and say, as I wish, father. That's what I would do,
she said defiantly. When dinner was finished, everyone went to change for the dance. They put on masks and splendid costumes and then came back into the main hall. The servants had removed the tables, and there was now space for dancing. Don Pedro approached Hero.
Will you walk with me?
He asked her tenderly.
I have something to tell you.
I'll walk with you if you are handsome, and if you don't talk too much,
Hero told him.
I want to talk about love,
Don Pedro said gently. He led her away from the other people in the hall. Soon, everyone was involved in exciting conversations. Don Pedro's servant, Balthazar, was also wearing a mask. Balthazar was in love with Margaret, one of Hero's ladies-in-waiting. He came up to Margaret and began to speak to her.
I wish you liked me,
he began.
It's a good thing for you that I don't like you, Margaret replied. You see, she joked, I have a lot of bad qualities.
Bad qualities?
Balthazar repeated.
What are they?
I say my prayers out loud,
Margaret told him.
I loved you before you told me that,
Balthazar said.
But now I love you even more. Anyone who hears you pray can say, Amen.
Benedick decided to punish Beatrice for her rudeness. He came up to her in his mask.
Someone told me that you're not really witty at all,
he said.
You get all of your jokes from books. That's what this person said.
I bet it was Benedick who said that,
Beatrice replied.
He doesn't like me at all. It's just the kind of thing Benedick would say about me.
Benedick was enjoying himself. He could see that Beatrice was angry.
Benedick?
He asked her.
Who's Benedick?
Surely you know who Benedick is,
Beatrice said.
I don't know him,
Benedick insisted.
Who is he?
Oh, he's Don Pedro's clown,
Beatrice said angrily.
He's a fool, really, and not funny at all. He just says rude things about everyone, and that makes fools laugh. If people don't laugh at what he says, he gets very unhappy. He thinks he's very clever, but everyone hates him, really.
The music and dancing went on until very late in the night. At last it was over, and the masked figures began to leave the great hall. Don John had been watching the dancers with his friends Conrad and Baracchio. Don John had seen Don Pedro talking to Hero. He was sure that the prince was in love with her. He looked gloomily at the few people who were still in the hall. Then he saw a man's figure. He recognized Claudio.
"You're Benedick, aren't you?"
he asked.
"I am,"
the man replied.
"You're a friend of my brother, the prince,"
Don John said.
"Please tell him that he cannot marry Hero. She does not come from a noble family."
"Marry her?"
the masked man said.
"What makes you think Don Pedro wants to marry Hero?"
"I heard them talking,"
Don John replied.
"He told her he loves her. I don't like the news. I don't like it at all."
Don John walked away with Conrad and Baracchio. Claudio leant against the wall.
"So, the prince has tricked me,"
he thought angrily.
"He was only pretending to win Hero for me. Now he has won her for himself."
Benedick came into the hall. He was looking for his friend.
"You've heard the news?"
he asked.
"The prince has stolen Hero from you, Claudio."
"Oh!"
Claudio groaned loudly.
"Leave me alone, Benedick. Just leave me alone,"
he cried. Benedick turned to leave his friend. His own thoughts were not happy ones.
"She said I was Don Pedro's clown,"
he thought.
"Do people really call me that? Do they call me that because they think I'm stupid, or because they think I'm witty? Or was it something that Beatrice just invented? Perhaps they don't call me that at all,"
he thought.
"What a horrible girl she is. I hate her."